insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين My brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Again, we are in another session of our program and we want to shed some light on some other aspects of our holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his household, according to some other verses of the Holy Quran. First of all, let's listen to the recitation of the verse that I want to talk about it today.
الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّيَّ الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِندَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث ويضع عنهم إصرهم والأغلال التي كانت عليهم فالذين آمنوا به وعزروه ونصروه واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه أولئك هم المفلحون
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about those who follow the Prophet. So this verse actually, before this, there's another one, talks about the qualifications of those who are under Allah's mercy, and Allah's mercy embraces them. So, three quality of these people has been mentioned in the previous verse, and here are the other qualifications of those people. The three ones which has been mentioned in the previous verse are as follows, that the people who are showered by Allah's mercy are those who are pious, first. Second, those who pay zakat, the alms. And three, those who believe in the signs and the manifest signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to describe the other qualifications of these people. So he says, الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّيِّ Those who follow the apostle, the uninstructed prophet, whose mention they find it written with them in the Torah and the Gospel. الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّيِّ الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Who bids them to do what is right, وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ And forbids them from what is wrong. وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ Makes lawful for them all good things. وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ And forbids them from all vicious things. وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِصْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ Removes their burdens and the shackles in which they are and they were involved. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَعَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ Those who believe in him, honor him, and help him, and follow the light which is sent down to him. So we have four characters in this part of the verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who believe in him first, honor him, respect him. Second, help him. Third, and fourth, follow the light which is sent down to him, which is the Holy Quran. These people, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, they are successful in their life and in the hereafter. So what we want to talk about it here in this session is that we want to concentrate on the on these qualities and on these words and sentences which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described his prophet by them. He said, الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّيِّ, those who follow الرَّسُول and النَّبِي. Of course, there is a delicate difference between الرَّسُول, the word رَسُول in Arabic, and نَبِي. Maybe you can say the equivalent of the word الرَّسُول in English is the messenger, and النَّبِي means the prophet. What's the difference between these two words? When we say al-Rasul or the messenger, we mean someone who has been sent by Allah, someone who has a message to deliver, and he is responsible for delivering. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has talked to him, he has been revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has a message, he has a mission to deliver to the people, and he should try his best to protect this message and to make people believe in it. But when we say prophet, the word prophet means that someone that Allah has talked to him, and he has been revealed by Allah, he has got the revelation of Allah, but he does not have any mission, does not have any responsibility to deliver this message and to deliver this revelation to people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّي. Here the word الْأُمِّي. Maybe you have heard that that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that the Prophet, peace be upon him and his household, was ummi. What's the meaning of this word ummi? Of course, there are three possibilities of the meaning in this word. The first meaning is that ummi is attributed to the word ummul qura. Ummul qura is another name of the city of Mecca. So because the Prophet was born in Mecca and was from Mecca, he is attributed to the city of Mecca, Ummul Qura. The other meaning is that Ummi is attributed to the word, the Arabic word Ummah, means nation. So in this sense of meaning, the word An-Nabi al-Ummi means the prophet who is amongst and who was amongst people. The prophet was raising up from the society and from the people themselves. The third meaning is that an ummi person is someone who is illiterate. What do we mean by the word illiterate? Does it mean that he didn't know to write and to read? No, of course this is not the case, because we have some traditions that the Prophet, peace be upon him and his household, knew to write and read, but didn't use it. So what we mean here by the word illiterate or ummi, we mean that he didn't learn and no one taught him to read and to write. So, after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عَنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. The second qualification of the Prophet as described in this verse is that our Prophet was mentioned in the sacred books of the previous prophets. This is a very important point in making people believe in a prophet. You want a sign to justify and to make people sure that this prophet has been sent by God and by Allah, the same as the just exactly like other prophets, like Jesus, like Moses, like Abraham, like Noah. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues with other qualifications of the prophet. Of course, the time is over for this session. Inshallah, in the next session of our program, we would continue to talk about other qualifications of our holy prophet as mentioned in this verse of Surah Al-A'raf. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, 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 ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, hamdan lillah.
خمسة أطفي بهم حر الجحيم الحاطمة المصطفى والمرتضى وابناهما والفاطمة الفاطمة
يا الله الله يا الله الله يا الله سبحان الله حمدا لله ولا إله إلا الله سبحان الله حمدا لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر
من خمسة أطفي بهم حر الجحيم الحاطمة